I am Kenny Siebold. I'm the Product Development Manager for the Seed Protection Group at Valent USA.
Here at Commodity Classic, when someone stops by the Valent exhibit, what do you want them to walk away with that they take back to their home farm?
Well, I think, you know, coming from a research perspective, what we want people to understand is that Valent is very connected to the solutions that farmers need to solve the problems that they're facing, and that we invest a tremendous amount of effort in trying to get that done. Whether we're talking about our parent company, they're called Sumitomo, through their discovery efforts, looking for like new modes of action, new types of products that might help with crop stress mitigation or plant growth regulation. They put a significant amount of effort into trying to develop those solutions, and it's guided by our team on the ground identifying the problems and feeding that back into our R&D group to help us understand where we need to be focusing our efforts.
Everybody wants solutions that are right for their specific farm, and it's not always the same solution on every acre.
That's true, and that's one of the challenges that you face, right, when you're working with, whether it's a biological or whether it's a synthetic chemistry, you have something that maybe it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all type situation, but we do our best to understand how a particular solution, and say it's a fungicide or a seed treatment, how it's going to be best used. We try to test it across as many environments and locations as we can so we can guide specifically through our labeling, through our product updates, how to best use that for different situations. You see that with our herbicides in particular. Those tend to be very sensitive to particular environments. The fungicides, insecticides, less so, but can be that way.
So as we look at, just looking at the Midwest overall, I guess, for Valent, lessons learned on farms with your products in 2022 that you can take forward into this next growing season?
Okay, in my particular area of focus is seed protection, and what we're seeing are a couple things. One, we're really starting to understand the importance of certain problems that, you know, we kind of went in thinking that maybe sudden death syndrome in soybean is a bigger deal than anything else around it. And what we're learning, and the university folks are coming in and telling us this is true, soybean cyst nematode is far and away the biggest problem that we're facing. And so we want to go back and focus our efforts on helping people understand how to best use a solution that we have, which is called a VAO bionematicide. So we want to be able to take that information that we've gotten from the university side, from our field folks, and help growers understand that, you know, there's a lot of noise in the background of things that you want to try to protect your plants against, but don't forget about soybean cyst nematode. Don't forget about how important good management practices are, say, you know, host resistance, cultural practices, and then, of course, how our product can add to that overall management program. The other is just really kind of being impressed or surprised, if you will, how much Phytophthora is starting to really make its presence felt in the soybean belt. And we want to make sure that, you know, people are aware that we have a very good solution now with Intego Sweet Soybeans. Got two active ingredients to help with Phytophthora. And just thinking for the future, it's going to drive us to build, and we are building, a more complete, more robust product to address that problem and the other things that are showing up in seeds, with soybean in particular.
When farmers come to your booth, what are you hoping to learn from them? What are some of the specific things that you want to leave this trade show knowing?
I think that's one of the great things about coming to a show like this, because, you know, we talk a lot, you know, customer is very important to us. You know, there's no sense in us developing solutions for problems that don't exist or for needs that they don't have. So we get a chance to hear at the individual level what a farmer is going through, you know, whatever our area of research is for the team that's here, and we can get in and we can say, you know, what are your problems? You know, where is your focus? What worries you today? What worries you tomorrow? What worries you 5 years from now? Because that really drives our thinking and our planning on the research side, right? That's huge. The other thing, you know, that I'm really wanting to kind of understand, sustainability across the industry, we push to sustainability. And I've been asking folks since I've been here, I kind of want to know, what does sustainability mean to the individual grower? Because it's, you know, it's different. Everybody interprets that differently. And that's very important for us, because as we develop things and we push a message of sustainability, we'd like for that to make sense to the individual. So gathering that information really helps shape that, you know, so that we're actually doing something that means something for them, right? Other than something that we think they need, something we have a confidence that we know that they'll need and use.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like to share?
I just wanted to say how it's great to have a chance to talk to you, and just urge the folks, if they want to know anything else about Valent, if they're here, I guess if this is going live, come on by and see the booth. If you want to know more about Valent, visit our website, www.valent.com.